Take your Bibles, if you have a Bible, and I want to begin our time this morning. I'm going to ask that the spots not be the lights for this morning. We need the house lights for this morning so that we'll be able to see. But I want you to turn to Psalm 138, if you have your Bibles. And we're going to just read. I'm going to read this psalm. You know that there are many psalms that are psalms of thanksgiving. The ancient Israelites had a very rich tradition of giving thanks to the Lord for all of his blessings. And it was a very healthy part of their worship. To give thanks to the Lord means that we humble ourselves. We are not thinking of what we have done. We are thinking of what God has done for us. And Psalm 138 is one of those expressions of thanks to the Lord. It reads this way: I will give thanks with all my heart. I will sing praises to you before the gods. Time out, just real quick, since some people wonder, what does this mean? The Hebrew word here is Elohim, which is often translated God. But in this psalm, David uses Yahweh to refer to the Lord, and we'll see that a number of times. The word Elohim was also a word that could be used either for all of the false gods that the world had, or for the world's leaders, who often kings and other leaders in the ancient world put themselves up as gods. And so what the psalmist is saying here is that before a whole world that has all of their gods, we give praise to the one true God. So verse 2 reads on, I will bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word according to all your name. On the day I called, you answered me. You made me bold with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth will give thanks to you, O Lord, when they have heard the words of your mouth. And they will sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. For though the Lord is exalted, yet he regards the lowly, but the haughty he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me. The Lord will accomplish what concerns me. Your loving kindness, O Lord, is everlasting. Do not forsake the works of your hands. David, throughout his life, had many opportunities to give thanks to the Lord for his provision in good times and in bad. One of the things that I enjoy about this service is that as people come forward and line up and start to share, what we discover is that God has shown his hand not just in blessings that we would consider blessings in our lives. We might consider winning the lottery, you know, whatever. That would be, oh, that's a great blessing. But there are many blessings that are much deeper than that. And the message of this morning is that we give thanks to the Lord for all of his blessings. And some of those are maybe not as obvious as others. Now, I'm going to invite, it's always, you know, the beginning, who wants to go first, but I'm going to invite you to come, if you will, and just line up along the walls here, and then we're going to have an opportunity for everyone to share their thank yous to the Lord. That's what this morning is. If you've been in, some of you may have been into a brethren church, church where they have an open meeting and everybody is entitled to speak. You may have always wished that you could say something, this morning is the opportunity. So I'm going to invite you. Who wants to be first in sharing this morning? I promise you, you won't be last. But just come down and you can line up on both sides. And then I will just be the MC this morning. So this is fair warning. You have a few minutes here to think about what you're thankful for. I need to say one thing just before you come. I do need to say this. Remember that the Lord is present. And so we are giving thanks to the Lord. This isn't, I want to thank Ralph because he's, he mowed my lawn. That's great. But thank the Lord for Ralph who mowed your lawn. Okay, go ahead. Don, we'll start us off.
Good morning. I want to thank the Lord this morning for so many things, but number one, I want to thank the Lord for our small group leader. We were out of a small group in this church we were in one when we first started and for a good while, and then we dropped out for a while, and then we just decided, we're just missing too much. So we got back into a group just a year ago, and it's hard for me to convey to you how important it is to get in a small group. This is not a huge church, but it's pretty good size, so you can get lost in it if you want to. But if you want to become friends and in Christ and learn more about God's word, then you get in a small group. And I want to thank the Lord this morning for my twin granddaughters.
Do you want to make them stand?
Stand up. Jocelyn and Jessica live in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. So we don't get to see each other.
Go ahead, you guys can stand. Nobody knows who you are. There they are. Oh, okay.
We don't get to see each other very often, but they are a little closer now because they did live in Newfoundland with their dad and mom. So, anyhow, I just want to acknowledge that and thank the Lord that he made it possible for him to come down for a little while during Thanksgiving.
That is great, Don.
Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead. Make your way down, guys. If you want to, just line up. Hi, Steve.
Hi. My name's Steve Rice. I'm fairly new to the church. I've been here about 2 months, I think, now. But, I joined the church up in the state of Washington. That's where I'm from. And somebody asked me one day, he said, did you ask your pastor what he could do for you or you could do for him? And I asked my pastor then what I could do for him. And he said, be a student of the word. Well, over the last 12 years, that's what I've been doing.
Just talk right into that so
just
everyone
talk
can
right
hear
into
you.
That. Okay, everybody probably heard that, right? But it brought my awareness to who God really is through studying the Bible. That's his word, and we need to do that every day. It's like Thanksgiving or even Christmas, if you want to say that, that we should be thankful to God on a daily basis. Every day, not just once a year, but every day of the year. And that has been my goal for a long time. I'm down here because I believe God wanted me to be here, and he has something for me to do. So thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Dave?
I'm Dave Thronson. I think a lot of you know me, but my wife and I, Barbara, have been here for almost 12 years. And I'm approaching 45 years as a believer in Christ. I was 32 when I trusted him. And I gave my testimony at the last men's breakfast, and it was my birthday just a day or so before, and it was the first time that I'd reflected back on my life before I was a believer. And if you haven't done that recently, you ought to go back and think about what life was like for you then and what life is like after Christ has come into your life. And it's an amazing and wonderful, wonderful truth. And that's really the thing I want to thank the Lord for, is the truth. I brought this. I'm not going to read from it, but this is the truth. And even as a believer for almost 45 years in Christ, we live in a maelstrom of politics and world events and some pretty scary stuff. Tragedies, we read about them all the time in the news. Just on our own personal lives, things happen to us, to our loved ones, or whatever. Frankly, I find a lot of nights in the deep watches of the night where I don't sleep. I'm just laying there in bed. I want to sleep, but I can't. My mind is just churning. And I thank God for this word, because I found that the best way to deal with those moments is to just go into our studio and get my Bible 3-4 o'clock in the morning and just read. And it brings me back to the reality, to the truth that God is, that Jesus Christ is my Savior, that He is with me, He is watching over me. Everything about my life and of the ones that I love and others, He has them all in His hand, and He is working. And without fail, I go back to bed and I sleep. It's because of this word. Steve, just talked before me about it. When you're younger, there's lots of things to do and distractions and whatever. But this is the best and most wonderful gift that you can have in your hand. Put it into your heart, too. Thank you.
Thanks. You know, I remember the navigators used to say, they would teach you. I don't know if any of you are familiar with the navigators. This is a Christian organization. It's been working with folks for years, but they would teach you in your testimony to give my life before Christ, how I came to know Christ, and my life since I came to know Christ. And I think that for a lot of us, we kind of forget about the before and forget about what the contrast of what it means to have Jesus in our lives. You're on. You're next. You're on deck. Go ahead. Come on over, though. Go ahead.
My name is Emmy, and I'm thankful for my family and my pets.
What are your pets? What pets do you have?
2 dogs and 2 guinea pigs.
That's a full house, okay? That's great. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
All right, well, I just wanted to make it public that I just want to thank God for my family and the good people in my life and the friends that helped me make, the best decisions for myself. It's been pretty difficult these last few years here in New Braunfels, but I'm figuring it out with the help of the church, with the help of my family, and I just want to make it public that I'm thankful for God since He did that for me.
So, thank you. That's really awesome. Go ahead.
Good morning. My name is Lindsay. I actually woke up this morning and told my husband, I said, it's Thanksgiving Sunday. That's my favorite. So I love hearing everyone give thanks to God. But I don't know if some of you all know, but last year I was up here and I had talked about how I was thankful for God. My aunt and uncle passed away in the same week last year at this time. But they were both believers, so I get to rejoice in knowing I will reunite with them one day. Well, during that same week, their mom, my Mimi, was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Well, today, a year later, she is cancer-free. So I just want to thank God for healing my Mimi.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that. That's wonderful. Go ahead. And you're on deck, so you go ahead and come on out. Go ahead.
Hi, my name's Isabella, and I wanted to thank God for leading my family to this church, because you guys are awesome. And the youth group, and our youth group leaders, Gary and Shayla, you've done a whole lot for us, and I wanted to say thank you to God, and thank you to you guys, too.
Thank you. That's great, Isabella. Thank you. Go ahead. You're on.
All right. My name is Kai, and I'm thankful for having this church and that we're free and independent, and just I'm thankful that I have my family. And just name it. Wait.
You know what? That's a prayer of thanks there. When you finish in Jesus' name, amen. That's great. Go ahead.
She wanted to speak, but I guess she got too nervous now.
We're a scary crowd here.
Yeah. I'll speak for her instead, but I just want to say I'm thankful for being able to see the purity and just the joy and happiness in their faces every single day and the love that they show for one another. I want to thank God every single day for giving this to me and to my family, and to Rachel. Amen. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Casey, and this is my wife, Sally. I'm thankful for God blessing me with a, and these are most of my sons. We've got one more. Just thankful for, blessed with my sons, but just that God blessed me with an incredible, strong, and supportive wife, and just that... Mm. We're on this journey together, and I'm really thankful for that.
Thanks, Kay.
It's hard to narrow it down to one thing, but I think the biggest thing is that when I was little, my mom chose to switch churches from not the most popular and the biggest, but to a church that clearly taught the grace of God. And I'm so thankful that I was raised with that teaching every week, and that... it was a priority for us to go to bed on time on Saturday night, to get up and go to church. And so that's my most thankful thing. And then also, we've been here 1 year today, so we're very thankful for this church as well.
That's great. Thank you. Go ahead. You can hold it if you want or put it up there.
Okay. Hi, I'm Dylan. So I just want to say thank you to God. I mean, obviously, He blesses us every day, and we're all being blessed continuously. So that's one thing to be thankful for. But just in my life, I've just seen a lot of recently financial blessings and just ways that He's been helping me through a lot of troubles with just life in general right now. For most millennials, it's not the easiest. So I just want to say thank you for God bringing so many of you into this church. And I've been to the men's retreat for all of us men that have been out to those retreats for those moments and those memories. Just thankful for all the blessings that God brings into all of our lives and the people that He's bringing into our lives now, for all the new blessings that He has for us. So thank you, and thank you for all of y'all being out here.
Thank you. That's great. Thanks for sharing. You're on now.
My name is Caleb, and I am thankful for my family and for the outdoors.
Okay. Go ahead. That was a quick one there. He was thankful for all of the outdoors.
My name's Tristan. I'm just thankful for the Lord with the trials and the opportunities that He's brought to all of us in our lives. Be it something we failed at or something we succeeded at, it's been something that we've been blessed to have and share. So, yeah.
One of the things that in my I have a men's group that I'm in, we've been talking about recently is thanking God for suffering, the trials, the things that we normally would say, oh, we don't like that. And yet the value of those, it's very true that very often when we look back on our lives, we recognize that God was closer to us when we were going through difficult times than when we were in times that we didn't feel like we needed the Lord and we started to maybe drift away from Him. But that trial may have brought us back. So that's a great, that's something that I love when people share that too. Noah.
Hi, I'm Noah. I'm hoping for my, thank you for coming to my district name. It's a very good job. I'm telling my dad to do something. And he said, thank you for helping, I think for my for Zane and very good, and Lily and Kaya and hoping for doing good, and hoping I think thank you for coming here for church, and I know that I'm hoping on Wednesday go to my grandma's, but my dad wants to do something. To do something for the. The Bible says 360 for John. Hoping for doing well, and I say thank for Mr. Julian also doing also good. He's a boss rival with me, so I'm gonna say thank you and for coming soon. I'm 19. I shouldn't do something. My dad wants to do something. So I say thank you for my mom doing the food of me and a very good job. And I say subscribers on the what I'm doing on my mom for the video and a very good job.
Noah, we love you. Thank you for sharing.
My name is Julian Hine, and sometimes in my time with the Lord, I just like to repeat His word to Him. And so I've got some verses this morning I just like to read and hope you enjoy them like I've enjoyed them. Psalm 86:10 says, "For you are great, and you do wondrous things. You alone are God." Psalm 95:3 says, "For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods." Psalms 111:4 says, "He has made His wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion." And then the last verse, Psalm 100, verses 4 through 5, talks about what we're doing this morning. "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations." Praise His name. Thanks.
Thank you, Julian. I was just thinking, somebody was, I was emailing with somebody recently, and it was another pastor, and I was mentioning to him that we were in the book of Genesis, and most people think of the book of Genesis as ancient, dusty, boring history. And, you know, it actually, it's been fascinating for me. And I realize this is a occupational blessing. I probably learn a lot more than others do as we're going through. But for me, I have seen the grace of God on every page. And it doesn't surprise me when you go forward 1,000, 2,000 years and you hear the Psalms as they were being sung, overflowing with praise to God for His faithfulness, because they were His people and they looked back and they saw things that weren't good in their history. And yet what did they see? They saw the faithful hand of God constantly in blessing. So that's something that I think a lot of us, that's reflected in the Psalms that you read. Julian, go ahead.
Thank you, Phil. Hi, my name is David Buck. My wife, Carlene, and I have been members here for about 5 years. I'm thankful for so many things, so I'll try to keep it brief. First of all, I am thankful for the grace the Lord has shown us all, and the love that I feel for him in my heart, and I know that I feel his love as well. And people talked about trials, and we all encounter trials. But you know one thing? When you have faith in the Lord, you always know it's going to turn out good in the end. So you don't worry so much, and you can be happy through the trial, because you know in the end it'll be all things work to the good of those who love the Lord and do his will according to his purpose. So we know that. Hmm. So it lifts your spirit. And the Lord's blessed me with so many things. One odd thing that, well, I truly believed it would happen. My family were scattered all over different states, and I arrived here in 1987 in San Antonio, and I've been praying for my family to come here ever since.
It's the promised land.
That's right. I believed that he would send my family here so we could be together again. One came down when Hurricane Katrina flooded their house out. We had them a house out on the farm. And
are you praising the Lord for Hurricane Katrina?
I'm praising for him bringing
the people here. Don't answer that. I'm sorry.
So what turned out there to be a problem, they had a house down here that was, you know, rent-free given to them. I put the furniture in the home for them. And a little bit later, my sister that lived in California, of course, we know that's very expensive to live out there, not much chance of retirement. So she moved out here the last part of last year. My mother just moved out here this year in March. So I have all my sisters with me, my mom. So that happened. I'm very thankful for that. And just a final thing so somebody else can speak. Just found out yesterday I'm going to be a grandfather again for the fourth time.
So congratulations. Okay. That's great.
So all the love. Thank you.
Thank you. Carla, step right up to that microphone. Pretend it's an ice cream cone. Well, don't do that. Don't lick it. But
wait. This.
Hold it close.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not singing. No. I just, you know, thank the Lord for dying on the cross for me and for providing me brothers and sisters in the Lord to help me to grow more in the Lord. And, you know, I say the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's been a really rough year for me. My mother-in-law, she passed away, and I've been married to my dear, wonderful husband for 45 years, and I'm in a mixed marriage, and for many years, I wanted to be really close to my mother-in-law, you know, for her to be my mother-in-law. And I had a dear friend to tell me, regardless of how that goes, you always pray for your mom, you know, your mother-in-law, and just love her in the Lord, you know. And I'm blessed to say that, you know, she did come to know the Lord Jesus, and, you know, that was a blessing to me. And 42 years of our marriage, we finally got to be best friends. And that, so when the Lord took her home, it was really painful because I was like, gosh, I just got a mom and now she's gone. And I was like, God, what's up with that? You know? You know? But, you know, I just thank God because you know, like when you get older, you start seeing the great things that God is doing in your life, you know, over the years. And the first thing that hit me was, it says that God knows us even in our mother's womb, you know, before anything. And God always provided for me. I was a premature baby, and back in the 50s, they didn't have the medications and the equipment that they have today to help preemie babies. And I spent the first 2 years of my life in a hospital in intensive care, and I just saw how God had a plan for me, you know, and he's still working on it, guys, because I'm not perfect. I haven't arrived, you know. But, you know, God is, like, just in that. You know, I was told I was never going to have a husband. Oh, well, I guess somebody lied to somebody because I have a wonderful husband. You know, God handpicked him. Praise the Lord, you know. Told I wasn't going to have children. Oh, I had four of those. You know, they're not all perfect. Some of them keep me at the floor of God, you know, right at the cross. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but, you know, God blessed me to have children because many years ago, people with disabilities were fixed so that they couldn't have children because they didn't think we were capable. But God thought we're all capable, and he gives us the gifts we need to do the job that he has for us to do. And I'm just so thankful to God that, you know what, he's still working on me. I'm not completed. He's still working on all of us. And just because sometimes we mess it up, you know, God's still there for us. And just to have brothers and sisters you can go to help you to understand better what the Lord wants to do in your life. And I'll tell you, I'm overly sensitive. And when people tell me the truth, yeah, my feelings get hurt. But it's like the truth of God. And it says, you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. And I'm so thankful to God for that.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you can just set it in there. Thanks a lot. I was going to say, Carla, in response just to what you said about your mother-in-law, it made me think of something in the little book of Philemon when Paul was writing about, he wrote to Philemon about Onesimus, a slave who had run away. And Paul was sending him back. But Paul was sending him back a different man. He came back as a believer. And Paul wrote this, "Perhaps he was for this reason separated from you for a while, that you would have him back forever." And I just thought about that. You know, you got to know your mother-in-law and in the Lord, and you didn't say goodbye. You said, "I'll see you soon." And that's one of the joys of knowing somebody in the Lord that, you know, a few of you have mentioned this morning that you've had loved ones that have passed away. But in the Lord, we are going to be reunited with Jesus. You are next. Go ahead. What do you want to thank the Lord for this morning?
Hi, I'm Nick. I would like to thank the Lord for church, Jesus Christ, and everyone else.
Thank you, Nick. Go ahead.
Hi, my name's Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
Sorry, I get really nervous. We were talking before about all the things that we're thankful for, and sorry. Normally, it's really easy to be thankful for the things that are good in your life. I'm so sorry. I'm thankful for the trials in my life. When I was a little girl, my parents divorced. A few years later, my mother got cancer. A few years after that, she died. And I had to live with my dad, who I didn't like. He got married. Then a few years later, he divorced that woman. So I'm now on my second stepmom. Didn't like my siblings. And so my childhood is really rough. Mm-hmm. But I thank God every day. And I'll be in the shower and just, that's my time to myself, and I thank God for all of that. Because if I hadn't had that, I wouldn't be the person I am today. My sister used to be, you know, she'd call herself Jesus freak. She was really into God. and she's not anymore because of all that. And I think 5 years ago, she didn't want to have anything to do with God. She didn't want to hear anything about it. If I brought it up, she's, I don't want to talk about that. I'm so thankful that now I can talk to her about it. She's told me, Britt, I love to know that you are what I feel proud to know that you are a Christian person, and that I feel proud that I can tell people that that's a good example of a Christian person, accepting, not judgmental, loves God and loves other people. And she's like, when I pray with my friends, because she's in a witch coven, she's weird, but she says, we also pray to Jesus. He's in the mix. I'm like, thank God, at least he's in the mix of whatever you guys pray to. And she's happy to hear about it. When we talk about stuff, she's, I'm still mad at Dad. I'm like, well, you know what, Linz? Jesus still loves you. Jesus still loves Dad. And she will listen to me. And she will listen to what I have to say about it. And every time I sprinkle a little bit of Jesus in there for her, and she listens. So I have two little small kids. And I obviously don't want them to go through what I did. But I thank God that I had to go through that kind of stuff so that I could have the wisdom and have the love and have known the trials to impart on them so they can learn what Jesus does, because it's easy to be thankful for what Jesus gives you. It's easier, it's hard to be thankful for Jesus helping you out of the hard stuff. And I'm glad that that's over in my life, but I'm so thankful every day that God did that stuff, and I don't regret any of it. If I had the choice to have my mom back, I wouldn't choose that, because I'm glad that I had to go through that. So, thank you, Jesus.
Now, Brittany, that's really sublime what you shared. It says in 2 Corinthians 1 that God allows us to go through these trials that we go through so that we will be able to encourage others when they are going through the trials that they are facing. And how often is this found true in our lives, that we've gone through something, maybe it's been the loss of a loved one or sickness or whatever, and that enables us to be an encouragement to uplift somebody else, to actually reach out with our hand and lift somebody else up. And that's the beauty of it. Okay, did you want to say something this time? Oh, you don't? You? Okay. All right. Would you like to say something? Go ahead. Nice. Okay, you come right on out here. And just, these are all friendly people. They like you.
Hi, my name's Clara. And I'm thankful for my mommy and daddy and my sisters and my pets.
I'll bet you she has two dogs and two guinea pigs, too. Go ahead,
Joe. Hello, I'm Joe. Oh. I'm thankful for my two dogs and guinea pigs. No, I'm kidding. I'm actually thankful to the Lord for all of you. Over the past almost 10 years now, about now, going on missions trips to either the Philippines or the one time to Ghana, and knowing that was impossible without your contributions. And I know what some of you are thinking. It's like when you receive that support letter, it's like, oh boy, I'm raising up money for someone else's vacation. And believe me, that is not the truth. When I consider a missions trip, I consider it something very serious. And I want to do something unique, because I know that an atheist can whitewash a building and can put bricks up and can do some really nice things. We've seen contributions like in disaster, people from all walks of life coming up and helping. But the unique thing about us is the gospel, and being able to share that, and knowing that there's also a time limit. And so with the amount of time that I have, and since I don't know it, I like to take every opportunity available. And going to the Philippines is an excellent chance. I've had the chance to speak to, if I were to put a number on it, probably tens of thousands of kids. Maybe even hundreds of thousands. It's a weird feeling speaking in front of, just a couple hundred people here, but imagine standing up in front of a school of 3,000 kids and telling them the first thing off the bat that God loves them very much. And that is a very, very unique feeling, and that's something that only we have, and that's the only thing that we can share with other people. And so when I, when you receive that that letter from me, or who knows, maybe my youngest brother Josh pretty soon, what you're doing is you're representing yourself through your prayers and through your donations to us. I'm not trying to be an advertisement here, believe me. But again, 10 years of sending out letters in faith to all of you and being surprised every single time that God wanted me to go back. And it was through the movement of your heart. So thank you very much. God bless all of you.
Thank you. Hi. What are you thankful to God for?
And thank you for my mom and daddy and sister and brother.
Anybody else?
I'm thankful for my grandma who died.
Well, was she a wonderful person? Yes. Great. Thank you. Sean?
It's nerve-wracking to be on this side of the stairs. In July of 2010, when the church had a need for a new worship leader, my wife, Christine, said, "We need to pray about you being the worship leader." And I was, you know, what? And it wasn't on my radar, but it's because of her initiating that and the encouragement that she provided at that time that I ended up being the worship leader at our church for the last 8 years, which is my life's passion. I absolutely love leading the Church of Jesus Christ in worship. And she always does that. We'll be in the driveway about to pull out to go somewhere, and certain people in my family are causing problems. And she'll say, "Put the car in park. We need to pray." The sensitivity that she has to God's leading is amazing. I do my very best to assume the position of spiritual leadership in our home, but it's always Christine that says we need to pray about this. And so I just want to publicly say in front of our church that I am immensely grateful for my wife. She is extremely patient and kind, and she is the best forgiver that I've ever met in my entire life. I would have kicked me out to the curb half a dozen times already. So I am striving with God's help to become the man that she deserves.
Thank you, Lord. I'm going to speak for a lot of husbands here. We could, a lot of us, say big thank you to the Lord. We married up, and we're very grateful for our wives. You're up.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Porter. I just want to be thankful for my in-laws and my mother for moving down here to be close to me because of my MS and to help me out. I'm also thankful for this church. Ever since I became a member to this church, I feel like my life has turned 180 for the better for my kids. As I'm fighting custody for my two oldest girls. But I am thankful that they get to be with me for the holidays. So if I can get a lot of prayers for me to get custody of my girls, I would appreciate it. So.
Thank you for sharing. Those are beautiful girls.
I'm thankful for my
family and my dog and cat, and I'm thankful for my mom and dad that I have, and I'm thankful for food that I have.
I didn't get the last part there. What was that? What?
Food.
The food? Oh. Okay, you shouldn't mention the food right now because people start salivating. Go ahead. Go ahead. And if you want to say something, come down and line up now.
I'm thankful to God for essentially everything, because nothing happens in my life that God doesn't order or direct. I'm just more and more aware of that with everything that I see and hear and do and where I go. I'm thankful that God put in my heart a love for missions and missionaries. I've learned so much about sacrifice and giving and working with people who don't know anything about God. And we are so blessed in this country, one, that we can sit here and worship and use the name God and Jesus Christ without fear the police will come in and arrest us. God has really touched my heart with a desire to help our brothers and sisters in Christ around the world, that they might know that we're here, we know about them, we pray about them, and we love them. And finally, I'm very thankful that God brought us this pastor and his family here to explain stuff to us, as Ricky used to say. And even though it's antique and old and ancient and dusty, there's a message in there all the time for us. No matter where it is in the Bible, there's something that applies to each one of us. And I'm thankful that Phil will do that research, will go get his dust brush out and sweep off the dust and say, all right, let's talk about this. And I'm thankful he brought his family with him, his tribe. His wife is just a complete Christian workhorse, and I thank God for her. And he's got 8 wonderful children, and all of them have come up through the ranks, and they work, they volunteer, they sing, they do videos, they go on mission trips. They are wonderful examples of what Christian kids are supposed to look like. And that's a tribute to Phil and his wife and their parenting skills. The kids have very little to do with that part. But I'm thankful for the Congdon family. They are part of the glue. Maybe they're the only glue that holds this place together. And I thank God for that. And I think that's all.
I'm trying to not say anything, but I'm going to succumb to the temptation. I want to thank God for my wonderful kids, too. And I really thank God for them, because in spite of me, they really are wonderful. You're on.
I'm thankful for my family, my house, clean food and water, and our church and God.
That does it. You're next. Just wait a minute. Go ahead.
I was hoping to have a few minutes longer.
Go ahead. You're on. Now, okay, we've already covered mom, dad, brother, sister,
dog and cat.
Clean food and water, and house. Okay, you're on.
So my name is Caden O'Connor. I'm thankful for my family and my backyard and all my neighbors and everything that God's provided for me.
That is great. You know, I remember years ago listening to one of my profs talk about the way kids pray and what they give thanks for. And he said, you know, when a child gives thanks for somebody like a parent or backyard or fence or whatever. It's a reality in their life. It's a place where they live. It's a protection for them. It's guidance for them. And sometimes we think, well, that's just kids stuff. But when we get older, what do? We thank God for guidance, protection. We thank him for his provisions for us. So we're doing it. We just use adult words. They use the kids' words. And it's the same thing. Okay, you're on now.
So I'm probably just going to cry through this. So y'all just bear with me.
You need another minute. You want to come on? Wait a minute. What? Oh, you've got the microphone. Good. All of a sudden, I looked here and I thought, the microphone's gone. Good. You're on. Go ahead.
Good morning. I have been blessed with a wonderful family, lots of kids and grandkids and some great-grandkids. But we were, until recently, my husband and I were a Jewish Gentile couple. And on July 15th, got baptized. So I'm very thankful for bringing him into our Christian family. And it's been wonderful. I had gone away, for those of you who are in my Bible study, forgive me because you've heard this. I had gone away for a trip to Arizona to greet a new great-grandbaby. And I came back and we were having coffee. And he said, I should probably tell you about something I'm going to do on July 15th. I said, oh, okay, what is it? He said, I'm getting baptized. You could have knocked me over with a feather. But I've been so grateful. He's been very kind. He comes to church. He's listened intently. And he has grown. And I didn't know that he was growing and preparing. So we have a beautiful. And I want to give thanks to Ron and Jernith first, who were very instrumental in helping us make it to this wonderful Christian family scenario. Thank you.
Thank you. It's like deja vu all over again. I'll tell you what. I'm going to let you go in just a second.
Okay.
Just hold on a second. Years and years ago, this is a long time ago, but I remember I was listening to Jack Wurtzen, founder of Word of Life camps, Bible institutes all over the world. But Jack Wurtzen, before he started the Word of Life, actually he was called the evangelist of Times Square. I don't know if any of you would even know about that, but that was a long time ago. And he used to go down to Times Square in New York and share the gospel. And he became so well known for that back in the days before even TV, how many of you remember the name Jack Parr? Remember, this guy was, he had a big, was that like before Johnny Carson? Something like that. And he once had, he loved to get debates going and, you know, good theater, whatever he could. And he once had Jack Wurtzen, and I don't remember who it was. It was some well-known Jewish, somebody who was in Hollywood or something. And he was very antagonistic toward Christians. And so he comes on, and Jack Parr, you know, sets him up, you know, so that he can have a little theater. And the Jewish man looked at Jack Wurtzen and said, are you trying to convert me? And Jack Wurtzen said, heavens no, I'd never try to do that. I'm just trying to complete you. Because see, he was a Jew who hadn't yet gotten to know his Messiah. And it was beautiful. And I love that. I love the idea that we who have been grafted into this wonderful tree of blessing, we love to see our Jewish brothers and sisters discover their Messiah and trust in him as their Savior. Now, I'm sorry I took so much time.
I'm grateful.
Go ahead. And whoever's next up, come onto the mic.
I am thankful for a God who is faithful when I am not. And for the Holy Spirit who intercedes on my behalf when I can't get through the words. Yeah. I'm thankful for the conviction of my mother, who brought me to church and who made sure that I was rooted in the love of Jesus and in the knowledge of God. I'm thankful that I know that she is having Thanksgiving in heaven this year with my dad. I am incredibly grateful that all three of my children are here this morning. There have been many nights that I didn't know where some of them were. I am thankful that in those nights, I could with confidence say, Lord, I know that you know where my child is. And I am grateful that I know that his name is written, and I am grateful that I could confidently then pray that the loudest voice that he would hear would be that of the Holy Spirit. Our faith is the greatest gift that we have, or that I have, and I don't know how I would have gotten through the last year. It has been incredibly hard without my God and without a laundry list of people in this room who I know prayed for me and for my children by name, who seek me out every Sunday morning and are like, I just want to remind you that I'm praying for you, or who send me a text message. I didn't know how I was going to pay my bills, and something sold that I've been trying to sell for months, and a money order was delivered to my door for the exact amount that I was short.
Thank you.
He's always on time.
Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm thankful for my mommy and daddy. I'm thankful for daddy and mama. I'm thankful for my friends. I'm thankful for my own.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Cody Stryker. I just want to thank God today for one of his greatest gifts, and that's marriage. Me and my fiance, in about a month and a half, we'll be getting married, and that's just something that I'm very excited and thankful for. I also want to thank God for putting men in my life, like my dad and Bill DeVonzo, for showing me what a loving and caring father and husband looks like. Thank you.
I'm surprised you didn't have Maddie stand up. You know, oh, she just stood up. There she is.
Hi.
Okay, go ahead. You want to thank the Lord?
Man.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's you.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
I'm thankful for this little guy. Haven't really had him at the house very long. I'm thankful that we actually get to keep him for about 2 weeks. He's a kid I've never had. And I love him, and I am definitely going to fatten him up.
Okay. Well, you'll get some in just a few minutes here. Okay. Terry, you're the last one on this side, and then we have two more over here.
Good morning. I wrote a list. So I'm thankful for my son, Noah, and my wife, who's just a wonderful woman who doesn't see she pretends not to see the things in me that I'm glad she doesn't see. Anyway, this is going to sound, you know, in some ways a little different. Anyway, I am thankful for billboards, okay? Some of you drive around, and every now and then you see that billboard, you know, thank God, or some other billboard that tries to direct people towards thinking about God, or sometimes there's a phone number, or, you know, there's, you know, about prayer, because those things, somebody has to pay for those. I don't know who does, but they really do work, because when I got saved, it was in a gas station underneath a billboard that said Jesus saves. So, you know, it kind of, you know, that's where I should go, that's where I went. So those billboards are important, and I know that when you see them, you're thankful that you see them. Next, I'm thankful for pastors that counsel with people that just show up, and the pastor doesn't know whether that person's going to get saved or whether that person's just there to get something that they don't deserve. But usually there's some counseling involved, because I went to a pastor once, and, you know, it was just a conversation for 30 minutes that, you know, planted seeds and helped me through a tough time. And a lot of pastors do that. So I'm thankful for pastors that give their time, even when, you know, they're really not going to get something. They're not going to know what the end of that story is. I'm thankful for the volunteers, for the teens that come and help with the kids. I really appreciate you. It means a lot to me. And John, I know you're bringing your guitar sometime. I'm looking forward to it, okay? It'll be great. We're going to love it. I'm thankful, and finally, for the children's ministry curriculum. For all of you people that don't teach children's ministry, you're really missing out, because when you teach a lesson to children, it teaches it to you too. When you're preparing, you're like, oh, that's me. Ooh, that's me. Ooh, I need that too. So I would highly recommend people to come. And even if you come in and just watch once, kids learning something in Sunday school or in the We Grow or something, you will learn something from a different perspective, and you will enjoy it, I promise. So those are the things I'm thankful for.
Thank you. Thank you, Terry. Ron, and okay, and then
good morning.
Two more. That's
good morning. Gosh, I don't know where to start, but I can tell you the sermon this morning was amazing. No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about these kids. What they taught us this morning. Listen to listen what the Lord wrote, which I'm so thankful for. Then Jesus said, let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Oh, my gosh. The Lord is quoting Psalm 8:2. From the mouths of babes is praise adorned. It's all about the kingdom. I'll bet you these kids that came up here, and also those parents, shine your halo. Amazing job. You're doing an amazing job, because those kids are going to be the ones that are going to be bringing the gospel when they get older. And even now, they're preaching the word. You know, I take a look at God's word, and thank you for that, Psalm 138. Oh my gosh. If I asked you, what's the most important part of a jigsaw puzzle, what would you say?
the last piece.
Actually, it's not.
I'm joking.
It's not, and it's not the cornerstone piece either. It's the big picture. You have to have the big picture. This is the big picture. God values his name, his word, above his name. Can you believe that? Because he's so faithful to it, he can't not fulfill his word. We have the picture in front of us. The picture is he's coming so soon, that sooner than we think. And these children that come up here, oh, what a testimony. I'm just so thankful for that. So thank you. Thank the Lord for those beautiful children. I thank the Lord for my incredible two children, Josh and Hannah, and their mother, my wife, who's so amazing. God bless you all. We have my people, they take out the Torah every Friday and they do this. You do that because you're going to grow in Christ like these children are. My exhortation to you. God bless you all.
Amen. Susie.
Hi, I wasn't planning on this, but all these amazing testimonies just kept touching my heart. And we've had a momentous occasion. Friday, our oldest got married. And I'm going to try to hold it together. But that is a picture of God's faithfulness, y'all. I come from a non-believing family, lots of marriages. My dad was married 4 times. My mom was married 3 times. It's only by God's grace that I stand before you, and I want to give him praise and glory that he rescued me, that he chose me, and he's given me a firm foundation, and he brought me an amazing man to be a partner with in this life, gave us 3 beautiful children, and then gave us 3 more beautiful children by his grace. So we have 6 amazing kids. And it's only, again, in his picture of faithfulness. It's a faithfulness issue, y'all. We've got to just see that his word is faithful, that in the hardships, in the good times, wherever God has you, he still has the big picture, like Ron said, in his plan. And if you would have told me this at 26, I would have laughed because I didn't believe in God. But by his sovereign hand, he did all kinds of amazing things. And again, I stand before you because of his faithfulness. And my son is married into a believing family. I can't tell you how grateful I am for that. And I pray the same for my next 5 children, that they will marry into a believing family. They now have, what is it? They have 10 kids in this family my son is married into. So they now have all these amazing extra siblings to love on and to pray for and to have prayers for given to them. So, and I look out in this church, and there's so many of you that have prayed for us through all of these, all of this journey that God has us on. And you've been the strength and you've been the comfort that God has provided for us. And I want to say thanks to God for you guys too. Amen.
Shayla. Thank you.
Hey there. I am thankful for our women's leadership team and just the great job that they've done. And then the Bible studies that are being offered. And those of you that have taught and or that teach and sacrifice your time to come in the evenings too. I know Jen, you've done that. And Lisa, to come and sacrifice your time in the evenings after a long day of work. I know that's tough, but it's been very needed and such a blessing in my life. And then also just the elders and deacons and all that they do behind the scenes to lead this church is just such a blessing. And then also the security team that's standing like at all the doors right now. God forbid anything should happen, that the fact that we have a security team out there, even on sometimes special events. For the leaders, both in young adults, with Aaron and Mari King coming on board, has been, so great having them come on board with us. And then with youth, just all the leaders that, the volunteers, it's so fun to be there. It does not feel like, you know, it's any kind of sacrifice, because it's just so fun to have that bond with your fellow leaders. I'm going to echo something about Congdon kids, because like Abby, I so want to be like her. And from the minute she walks in the door, she is invested. Like if she's not with a teen, she'll go do whatever you want her to do. I mean, she's all in. And so I love that about her, and that they have someone closer to their age. That's kind of nice. And then teens, just the fact that you guys, you've created the culture that is there in the youth group. There are eight teens right here in a pew. There's an empty pew behind them. They're mixed up with like middle school and high school, and that's how they are. They just love each other. They have a great culture in the youth group, and I love that. They bless me far beyond me blessing them. And finally, we just, in middle school this morning, we were in Numbers 11, and we were talking about how what keeps us from a heart of gratitude. And we looked at how the Israelites had just been provided manna from heaven, and they're complaining about not having meat. And we see that so often, at least I see that so often in my life, is whenever I'm not grateful, it's usually because I'm complaining or murmuring. I hate that word. Even just the word sounds like murmuring, grumbling. That's usually why I'm not grateful. So I'm thankful most of all for God's faithfulness to me, despite my performance, despite the times when I don't even acknowledge him and the things that he's doing in my life. So, thank you.
Let it be known that that was a woohoo coming from the high school department. In just a moment, I'm going to close in prayer, and I'm going to ask ushers and maybe deacons just to make sure that everybody knows what to do. If you're seated on this side of the auditorium, you're going to need to go out through the middle doors and then take a left. And that way, this will proceed. We don't want any, you know, fisticuffs to break out. There's plenty of food, and it's going to be a wonderful time. I want to recommend that you do something. Maybe today, when you get into the fellowship hall and you're sitting down at a table, or you're about to, might sit down with somebody that you don't know. If you think about it, get to know somebody new today. Now, I'm going to ask you to stand with me. I'm going to ask you to sing one chorus with me. I hope most of you know this, or some of you know this. It's, "Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul." Wait a minute. Before I start, this could be a disaster. How many know this song? Oh, good. Okay. For those of you who just raised your hand, God will judge you if you don't sing. We're going to sing this little song as a thank you prayer to the Lord, and then I'm going to thank the Lord for the food, and then you're free to go. Anyone under 18, go with your parents, please. I know. I'm sorry. Just tell your parents to go and hurry. All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, from our heart to yours, may this be a sweet savor this morning, an offering of praise and thanksgiving from our hearts. All of us could not come to the front, but all of us can in our hearts say, thank you, Lord. And we do this morning. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful food that so many hands have prepared. And we pray, Lord, that this will be a blessed time as we sit together in fellowship and eat. In Jesus' name, amen. Through the back middle door.